Incoming Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker promises to block high-speed rail between Milwaukee and Madison. That's even though the segment may be important to later expanding the rail service to western Wisconsin and Minneapolis-St. Paul. The Minnesota Department of Transportation is aware of Walker's threat and a similar one from Ohio's next governor. But it's going ahead with several open houses about the environmental impact statement for the proposed Milwaukee-Minnesota rail corridor. Minnesota DOT spokesman Kevin Gutnick says the open houses are the logical next step in the EIS process.
And I understand that the governor-elects in those two states have said that they may put a stop to high-speed rail, but at this point in time, there hasn't been an official stop made.
The Wisconsin DOT is still a partner in the rail project EIS and will host an open house tomorrow night in La Crosse. Sierra Club volunteer Rosemary Wainis says it remains important to discuss high-speed rail for western Wisconsin and to send a message to Governor-elect Walker.
We think that if we keep, you know, giving them this message that we can do this and that it will benefit our state and create jobs, I don't see how he can continue to stand against this project.
The federally funded rail study is also looking at about a dozen alternative routes for the passenger rail project, including one that goes through Fond du Lac and Stevens Point. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.